Ooh, well, I'm muted. Here we are. Sunday, isn't it? Yeah, start of yet another week. And we ain't got many left to go, have we? You know, we're already in to the final week of August. So over the next 2 weeks, we'll be entering the ninth month already. Wow. It's amazing, you know, it's gone so quick despite everything, you know. So it's been a very turbulent year for most people, I think, because obviously the knock-on effects of the COVID has hit everybody, and we're into the maybe the third year of it now for some people, and you know what's going on in the news, we can't really talk much about, or don't want to talk much about, but there's a good side to everything, isn't there? And you know, I've got not just another grandchild coming, but a great grandchild as well. So it's in balance sort of thing at the moment. And you know, it's not entirely good, but it's not entirely bad either. You know. So we've got Kelly back with us. Once again this evening, Bulk Q is building up quite nicely. There's already 7 people in the Bulk Q. We're going to say hello to Kelly, and we're going to make a start.
Hello, thanks for having me again.
Hi, Kelly. It's wonderful to hear you again, and it's always a pleasure to have you back with us. So, did you get your storm?
Well, it brushed the edge of the West Coast, but some of the bands were coming through here, and then it didn't hit hard here at all. Thank goodness.
Well, that's a good job it didn't. But you know, I think you said caution to the side, and you know, it's probably best that we didn't do the show that night. But, you know, because we might have started and then, you know.
Well, there was like little glitches with the power and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Even though it didn't hit directly here, it was just, you know. And then, too, when there's a hurricane, it messes up the satellites.
Oh, God.
You know, and the conduction of the different things, so. It was best that we didn't.
Yeah, yeah. But we're here this evening, and, you know, as to say, so we're going to give them a wonderful show, and hopefully we'll be back again next week, hopefully. So let's make a start then.
We've got
Susan on line one.
Hi, Kelly. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Susan?
Well, I got hit with that storm, too, but not as bad. But I woke up this morning without no electricity. It didn't come on until after 11 o'clock.
Uh-oh.
But other than that, it was okay. God sure blessed us. You know,
so now you,
I
can get you out more because you have internet now.
Yeah. I mean, I had nothing. When I woke up, I opened a refrigerator. I thought maybe the light bulb burned down the refrigerator. I'm like, what in the world's going on? And then I turned
and you're
on,
in what?
How we have no electricity.
Up on the east coast of the United States, what state?
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah. Closer to Philadelphia than New York. New York's like an hour away from me.
Ah. So what's your question?
Yeah. My question is my relationship.
Well, it feels like communication breakdown. What's up with that?
It's like he's distancing himself from me. You know, he does work a lot. Don't get me wrong. He works a lot, but I don't know. Men, to me, like when they start taking more showers and making sure they smell good and dressing a little bit better than they normally dress for work, got my flags up.
Yeah. You know, I think that you guys need to, talk and communicate better. And you know, if you both want to make it work out, I would recommend, you know, marriage counseling and stuff. And set up date nights.
That's hard when he is working a lot. I mean, I'm like, he'll leave here like at 7 o'clock at night, and I don't see him till like 7 o'clock in the morning. So it's like hard to even get a date night. And when I suggest date night, his family or his friend call up and need his help more than obviously I need the help. So
that's not
like,
good.
I don't know what else to do. You know, I don't know what else to say or do. Or I suggest to counseling, but he's too busy to go to counseling. You know, so I was just wondering, does he have a wandering eye, or is just that he's really like?
Well, I do see hours and hours and hours of work. You know, but it's good if your intuition is telling you something, you need to listen to it. You know.
Now, would that be around a motorcycle place?
He doesn't really have time to do anything because he's working all the time.
Yeah, he does. But I mean, that shouldn't affect communication. You know what I mean?
I know that. But you're going to have to, I think that you'll get your information that you need in the next couple weeks. You'll find out what's the issue.
Is it around the motorcycle place or a dentist?
He rides a motorcycle then?
No, he cleans a motorcycle place.
Ah.
We do cleaning.
Yeah, it's offices, like janitor or cleaning. Yeah, and
I noticed that's when he changed a lot when he took on this Harley Davis motorcycle place.
Well, yeah, because you do a lot of nighttime stuff for businesses, right?
Yes, we only that during the day is Sunday, offices somewhere else, but during the week, Monday through Friday, it's nighttime working, and I'm telling you, like 7 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the morning, all night long.
Right, I'm seeing nighttime cleaning, yes.
So,
but I don't see anyone else there with him. I see him, he's either with another crew member or, you know, cleaning himself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
you know,
pretty,
I'm not...
Yeah, It's usually I go with him to the dentist office stuff, but the Harley Davis has got my flags up because he doesn't ask me to go help him there.
Yeah.
He'll take somebody else with him there. And I don't know, like, you're always okay with me cleaning everywhere else, but something about this motorcycle place is like, you know.
Well, if your intuition is, you know, you have to have you ask him.
Yeah, I asked him, you know, like, you know, what's going on, and he claims nothing, you know, he's just working, you know, but, you know, like, to me, like, if you want your relationship to last, if you don't keep your home happy,
right,
going to deteriorate, you know. And
right, you got to work on a relationship. You got to communicate. You got to work.
Right.
Oh, otherwise the relationship doesn't work. So, you know.
I mean, for an example, I could be sitting there, like, talking to him, and his phone will ring, and he'll pick up the phone and start talking to whoever on the phone for, like, an hour or two when he's home. So it's like he avoids me when he's home, too. Like, I don't know what else to do, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's not you.
I'm like lost.
You know, but you're going to have a talk with him. You know, and say, look, you know. You know, give it.
Thank you, Cindy.
A time frame that you can handle and say, look, we need to talk. We need to take care of this. Otherwise, it's not going to work, you know, period.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because you're welcome. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, it's...
Yeah, it's just like I'm just, like, lost. I we both work a lot, you know, I grant that. But when you're home for an hour or two or three, the tops, I mean... It's like, I'll start talking and tell him how I feel on the phone, a ring. And I even told him, I said, it's very rude when I'm talking to you that when your friend Pete calls, it's like he's more important when I feel like our relationship is more important.
Well, it
you
is.
You know, and he's, well, so, I had to talk to him about this or that, you know. And
gonna have to
know,
set limitations and boundaries on that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I have tried, Kelly. I have tried.
You know. It's hard.
All right, Kelly. It is. It's really hard. It's like driving me cuckoo. You know, like, I don't know what else to do. Like, I'm at my last wits.
But it takes two, you know, so you have to have both of you work on it, you know?
Yes.
You know, and if he's not working, it's like being on a teeter-totter and you're going to hit your bum.
But you don't see him wandering nowhere else or
attracted
to somebody else.
Well, I don't think he has. I mean, I'm not sticking up for the dude, but I don't think he has time to do that.
Okay, Kelly. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying he's not. I know he's a flirt.
Oh, yeah, he likes to flirt, yes.
I get that he flirts all the time.
Yeah, he likes to flirt. I don't have a problem with that. You know, we're human. We're grown adults. I mean, I look as well as he looks. I mean, but now when you take it to the next level, that's a big
thing. Right, that's not okay.
But, yeah, we're all human. I'm not going to get mad or jealous about that, you know.
So
I'm just more jealous of you can't give me your time.
The bell
okay.
just went off.
Thank you.
I hope that it helped you a little
right.
bit.
Yes, it did, Kelly. Thank you very much. And you be
You're
safe.
You're welcome.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Susan. Okay. All right. Now then. Let me see. Where are we? Okay. We should be line two. Line two is Queen.
Hi, Kelly. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. Yes, I am. Grateful.
So do you have a question?
Well, whatever you pick up, and if I have questions, I will ask.
Well, you have a great-grandpa that's around you that's from on your dad's side. So look, and he's been around you, and he's showing me red roses. So what anniversary is coming up?
Anniversary. I can't think of one at the moment.
Birthday, something special to you.
I don't know at the moment. It's not coming to me.
But and then there's also a gentleman that was a number person around you. That's on your mom's side, like accounting or banking. There's a banker. You got all kinds of men around you.
Well, That's a good thing. And the numbers person I'm thinking was, I used to play the numbers.
No, it's a dead person that did numbers.
Yeah, this is a dead person that used to play the numbers and write numbers in books. You know, that's the only one I can think of.
Okay, well, that's your acknowledgement that they're around you. And
all right.
You're on the right pathway. You aren't to the left, you aren't to the right. You're where you should be.
Beautiful.
And you're very opening up spiritually.
Yes.
Well, you're really aware, so use your spidey senses.
Yeah.
And then work, there's like an expansion in work in you.
Beautiful.
So there's movement forward mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally.
You know, I was going to ask you what it looked like for me going down the road, but you already said that I'm on the right path.
Well, you're to the left, you aren't to the right, you're where it should be.
That's wonderful. I love it. In terms of creativity, what do you see around that? I have so many possibilities, but what's coming in strongest at this time?
Well, I hear journaling. And then you can do crafts really good.
Yes, and the journaling would take me to my book. So do you see a completion date for that, the first one?
2022, April.
Okay. All right.
And it's
at
like,
the rate I'm
going to do is you're going to change the ending of it. And then you'll have it completed.
Okay.
So that's a good thing, completion.
That's where I'm at. Getting
because you've been working on that thing forever.
Yeah, it's been a good while. It does keep changing. I keep getting fed more information, more inspiration to add to it or to take out. But it's a good journey. Let me see. Money flowing to me.
Well, you are never going to be poor or hungry and lose your house or anything. You'll always have a house. You always have a home. And you're a good saver. You're in a spendthrift.
Well, that's
which
a good
is a good thing.
Thing. Yes.
You also have somebody that's in your family that'll leave you an inheritance. Do you know who that is?
I think so, yes. Yeah, I think someone, they keep claiming they're getting ready to die, so, and I think they are. Yeah, and I think they will leave me some things.
Yeah, so you get, it feels like money and land. And the land
okay.
has a structure on it, so look for that to happen. It'll happen within 5 years.
Okay. Hmm, well, maybe there's someone else, too.
I have no idea. I'm just I just get an inheritance.
That's good.
And then you're gonna change how your bedroom is. You're gonna redecorate it, and you're gonna change out window treatments.
Okay.
So that'll bring brightness and stuff. And then I also see you trying to learn how to watercolor paint.
Yes.
It's something that you always wanted to learn.
Yes, I play around with it. I have watercolor pencils. You can draw in pencil and then add water. And then
oh,
become
okay.
Watercolor. Yeah, so
well,
I do.
Well, because I'm
do.
Seeing that, but you got to be patient. Otherwise, you'll make it all blurry and muddy.
I agree. I agree. You're correct. Yeah. Well, sounds good. I'll leave with that and go work on my book so I can get it done before August 2020.
Yeah, you got to get it done. You know, and then also you have a second toilet in second bathroom. You're going to have to change out the flapper thing, you know, because it's running. So you'll have to change out the flapper.
That's true. I have had a few issues with it. So, yeah, thanks for the reminder. I can do it ahead of time.
They call it changing the guts.
Yes, thanks for the reminder of that. And
yeah,
because
you'll have a high water bill if you don't.
Yes. Electricity bill. Fortunately, I have a well, so it's not the water, but it would be the electricity running the water.
Okay. Well, it was something.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you so much. Nice to speak to you again.
Oh, nice to talk to you again. And are you going to... And you're going to self-publish your book? Is that what you're doing?
I'm going to speak to a publisher who knows, who's been in publishing 40, 50 years.
Okay, well, then you are going to get it published. It's going to be published.
Yes, yes. Self or through someone, I'm not sure, but I'm going to publish it, yes.
Yes.
That's important.
And then you'll be, I think that they'll like it so much that you'll be given an advancement to do a secondary book.
I love it. That's what I would love to. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Yes.
So that's what I'm seeing.
I accept it. Yes. Well,
awesome.
Thank you so much. I'll go check
out
the
toilet. You're welcome.
While I'm thinking about it, and you take care.
You too.
I will. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Queen. Okay, there you go. Line two already. So that's line two. And we should be with line three. And that's over to the UK. Lee.
I love it when readings go well. I like it when things happen for people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Lee, are you there?
Thank you, Ken. Good evening. Yes, I'm here, Ken. Good evening.
Hey.
Good evening, Kelly.
How are you doing? What's your question?
I'm good. Thank you. I don't have a question as such. Is there anything that you can pick up? Any
is your mom on the other side?
My grandmom.
Okay, well, she's here, and she's showing me. Do you have her blanket? She's talking about a blanket.
Yes, it's a duvet, yes.
So that's your acknowledgement that she knows that you have the blanket and that she's around. And she said it'd be nice for you to put a flower in the house. You can go buy a carnation, it's cheap. And she's showing me.
Yeah, sure.
Do you dress the table? She's like, she wants you to put a tablecloth on the table and dress the table.
I will do so, thank you.
Yeah, so she's like talking about that. She's showing me fresh, crisp sheets. So there's something about maybe you'll buy new sheets or find an old set that you forgot about. So she's talking about that. She says that you're on the right pathway and you're doing the right thing. She's letting you know that. She says you're on the right pathway and you're doing the right thing. And she's also showing me you're smiling more and who is it that passed on that used to hum? Who is it that was the hummer in your family?
I can't think about anyone. No.
All right, well.
Don't think about it.
Yeah, because there's somebody that always used to hum. And who is it that smoked a pipe? All your dead people are coming through. Man on your dad's side. Feels like an uncle. Because I'm smelling cherry pipe smoke.
Right.
Well, do you have anybody alive here you can ask who these people are?
Yeah, I think I can relate. Kelly, are they able to give me any insight about how do I initiate my spiritual awakening?
Your future of
process.
What?
The process of spiritual awakening.
The future of
awakening.
You?
Not future. The spiritual awakening.
Oh, the spiritual awakening.
How
you
do
need
I
to trust yourself. Because you get information through dreams. That's how they give you information. So keep a dream log. You know, when your spidey senses tell you something, listen to it, because you're usually right. You know, you get information, but you need to listen to it. You get bogged down by life and you don't listen. You got to listen. That's what they're telling me.
Right.
You know, because you're quite aware. You're real spiritual. And you have a lady guide that's been with you since childhood, you know. And then there's, like, unconditional love being sent to you because I'm seeing, like, the color fuchsia pink all around you. And then bright emerald green, that's major healing. So you're on the right pathway and you're doing the right thing. And you're going to have more joy in your life. I see you smiling, being happy. You won't be so fretful. And then you're going to be able to put down your roots, you know, and that'll be a good feeling. And you'll be all cozy. They're saying coziness and roots. And you're enjoying your son when you can. You know, and you have a lot of fun things that you do with him, and you help him learn. So that's a good thing because you're always doing learning sessions, they say. And they say you're learning how to better coping skills and you've got a bigger toolbox than you've ever had for coping skills. Am I making sense?
Absolutely, ma'am. You are.
Oh, you're going to have to get new glasses. Sorry, I'm not trying to cost you money, but you need an upgrade on your glasses. That's what they're telling
yeah,
me.
Yeah, thank you.
But I also see you taking like a little jaunt around where you are. Like, is there countryside where you live? They're saying taking a drive through the country.
No, there's just commons. Yeah, the bit. I would probably need to drive a bit to go to the country.
Yeah, but I see a drive through the country. I don't know why. It's just a nice thing to do.
Okay. Has it got to do with something, some work related to a care home?
It might
some
be.
Some business
if
related
you're driving
to a
through
care
the country.
Home.
That's what they're telling me.
Would it be a good idea to get into this work with a care home?
You're good with older people.
Mm.
You're very good with the elder folk. I think you would enjoy it.
Okay, could be a long-term commitment.
You would enjoy it. But you'll always do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You're a jack-of-all-trades, master of none. And you've always done what it took to make it, you know? But I think that you're going to have to get some kind of a certification or something for that. Is that true?
Right.
Yeah, I see you doing that. You know, so there's like some learning connected. There's learning connected to it.
Right.
You have to, you know, take like a little tiny class. And it's a certificate. That's what I'm seeing. But you're going to be okay.
Okay. So would it be profitable to go ahead with that, with this opportunity?
Yeah, because I think you'd enjoy it. You know, of course, there's still the COVID thing, so you'll have to mask up and use PPE, you know. But there's a need in that, and it's like the jobs are like wide open. You get paid really, 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 really good with that. That's what they're telling me. You'll also be able to get double pay.
It is not a job. It is to own a fraction of the business, along with a few partners, with a few stakeholders. So there is that legal and financial aspect to it, which is why I was thinking whether it'll be something it'll be okay for me to take up for the next 10, 15 years.
Yes, and that'd be good. And you'll be able to have old lady fund and stuff. You'll be able to have savings again. There it goes.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kelly. You have a good evening. Thank you.
You too, sweetie.
Thank you, Dave. Okay. Right, ladies and gents, we're going to take a short little break then, because we're at 1 hour and 22. Let's take Kelly off the mic for just a moment and find a little something for you. So we don't usually take a break this early, but I'm looking at a very full clock here. If we don't take it now, we may not get an opportunity later. So let's see what we got for you. Now, I keep asking for music. Man, you've heard me say this many times. So if you've got anything that you want playing, let us know and we'll put it in to the studio. And hopefully you'll hear it on the next show.
We'll be right back.
Unmuted. Now, you don't hear that, you see, when we unmute our microphone. There's a man that comes across and says, unmuted. We'll have to record him somewhere. Yeah. Right, so I bring Kelly back in there. We've just had Genesis there, Phil Collins. And we're watching the movie last night, and we watched a rerun on the TV last night of Buster. That's an amazing movie, isn't it? It's all about the great train robbery. Goodness. They make a movie about anything these days, don't they? But okay, right then, let's bring Kelly back in.
Here I am.
Yeah.
So you watched The Great Train Robbery, huh?
Oh, gosh, yeah. You know.
Oh, that's an oldie goldie.
Oh, well, it's an oldie but a goodie, you know. It's in a strange way. Because it's got a lot of feel about it, because it got a lot of feel of the times, you know. 1963, it's based around 1963 when all that was happening, sort of thing. And yeah, it's quite a strain. Right, okay, let's see where we are. So yeah.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine and well, and yourself? Thank you for taking my call.
Where are you from? What's your name and what's your question?
Okay. My name is Soraya. I'm calling in from Connecticut. And my question is, I am 39 weeks pregnant. I'm questioning the delivery of the baby for the mere fact that I just want the baby to do its natural thing. Not that I'm not being compliant or cooperative with the doctor's recommendation.
Well, are they saying you need a C-section?
An inducement, and I don't want to do that.
Well, you don't. If the baby's in danger, they'll do that, you know. So
right.
So that's why they just give you oxytocin and it makes it happen quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a doctor, but but you're going to be okay. The baby's going to be okay. You're going to have a healthy baby.
That's what I said.
You know, so. But, you know, sometimes it's they're talking about that because of previous. You've had one before, correct?
I had 5 children before. I never had a C-section before. No.
So, but you make big babies.
He's only 5 pound, 10 ounces.
Okay.
Of estimate weight. Yeah. So I don't see the need of any of that.
Yeah. But you are going to have a healthy baby no matter what. You're going to have a healthy baby, and the baby's going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
Okay, because they're trying to scare me into, the danger, and I'm getting like, where's the danger? He's moving, his heart rate, the liquid, everything
well,
is good.
Well, but
if
there's something, they'll intervene, you know.
Yeah, most definitely.
But, you know, it's just... You know, and you usually have them pretty. You had one that took a while, but there's a few of them you had. You when you began labor, it was quick. You've had quick and long.
Mm-hmm.
You've had both.
Exactly.
That's what they're telling me. I mean, I'm not, like I say, I'm not a doctor. That's my disclaimer. But you know. You've done this, you know, but if they feel the need, if there's an emergency, they'll do something, but I just see you, you know, but they're talking about all these things, you know. They put everything up on the table. Is it because you're older? Is that why they're spazzing?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you're considered, quote, quote, air quotes, high-risk pregnancy, blah, blah.
Yeah, I just turned 40, so. Yeah.
Yeah. You're old. Not really, but in their terms, you know. But, you know, another thing is women been have birth and babies all their lives, you know. You have good breakaway hips, no problem. You know, so, you know, don't, you know, they're overly cautious.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. Calm down. You're all right. Like I always tell my good girlfriends, it's okay, boo-boo. You're going to be okay. I'll put my hand on your head. There you go. Calm down.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I definitely was thinking about this. So much.
You're a good baby birther. You're meant to have a big bunch of kids, you know. You did it other lifetimes too. You just love kids, you know. If you don't want to get pregnant again, you might want to think about getting yourself fixed, because you can populate the earth, honey.
Oh wow.
Well, one good drop will do you, you know.
You're not lying. I thought I was going through menopause, actually.
I know, but it's an oopsie, and you're still, you know, if you got eggs and you got uterus and you got tubes and you got sperms, hey, you can still get pregnant even if you have skippy beards and you are going through menopause. It's called a late baby. It's an oopsie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you ain't fat, your blue jeans don't fit no more, you're priggered.
Oh, you're not lying. This is after 16 years. I wasn't expecting.
Well, honey, that happens. Don't let anybody tell you when you're in menopause you can't get pregnant.
Okay. Okay.
So.
Thank you for helping me release that stress.
Good. You're okay, you know, but you are extra fertile. You're fertile myrtle. You know, you've heard that saying.
Mhm. Yeah, my grandmother told me. She looked at my calves and she said, "Girl, you're gonna have a lot of kids."
Well, your grandmama knew stuff. Your grandmama was a reader. Your grandmama knew stuff.
Mhm. Mhm. Mr. Daly, he's supposed to come around our birthday.
You know, grandmama's around, yeah. You know, so.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good.
She says you're a good mommy.
Thank you, Grandma. And thank you, Miss Kelly.
But, you know, this will probably be your last kid, and then you'll ask to be fixed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll be all right.
Okay.
You know, and you're worried about gaining weight and blah, blah, blah. Well, you'll just be Rubenesque. No biggie.
Yeah. I mean, I did the diet and exercising thing during this pregnancy because of the complications, and made sure that I was cautious with the way I was eating and taking care of my body. Although
right.
The baby was very instrumental in letting me know that I needed to do that from in the beginning.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll continue your regimen after.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. He actually helped jumpstart a lot, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the experience. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like you knew you've been having dreams before you got pregnant about baby, and it's going to be a boy. You know,
oh,
you
it
dream
is a boy.
And that child's going to be born with hair. He's going to have a fro. Well, Well, that's what I'm seeing. Lots of hair. That's why you have agita so bad.
Mm-hmm. You're not lying.
I know. Indigestion all the way up to your eyeballs. Sleep propped up a little bit.
He flipped again. After weeks of being down, he came back up as a frank breach, and I'm there like, what do I do now?
Well, you can, you know, work on it with yourself, tell him to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he likes being in there. He don't want to come out.
Every man.
He's like, I have a nice home in here. I ain't doing that.
No. Oh, man.
I'll just stay right here. He's going to be a funny little guy. He's going to have such a great sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And after he gets older, I see him being very proficient with numbers. And he'd also be really, really good with science, like robotics and stuff like that.
I felt he was like a little mini scientist.
Yeah, he will be. He's going to be really good that way.
Okay.
You know, like robotics and, you know, he could even work for, like, space and, you know, all that.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, going to be a really, really smart.
Finally won.
Now the other ones are smart in their own way, Mommy.
Yes.
Be nice, Mommy.
Oh,
they each
man.
Had their own gifts.
Yes, ma'am.
As your grandmama would say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I miss her dearly. And it's funny you mention her because I keep on dreaming her. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Time is up. But thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Soraya. Thank you. And congratulations
you.
To yourself and your partner there.
Thank you.
That's 39 weeks, the final week there, Kelly. Only a few days to go, yeah?
Yep. It's always nerve-wracking towards the end.
We wish Soraya all the very best there, and I'm sure everybody on the show will do that. And blessings to you there. And let's hope everything goes well for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Right then, where are we? Where are we? Okay. Suzanne, sorry.
Hello.
Hi, Susan. Where are you from? What's your question?
I'm Suzanne. I'm from Maryland, and my question is, any messages from guides or spirit?
Trust yourself. You know, don't second guess. And they're saying that you're going to, work-wise, you're going to go into a different aspect of what you're doing, and it's a better prospect for you. It looks like it's coming about in the next 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And then it will be a raise in pay.
Okay.
Better opportunities. You might be head over people and teach people, you know? So that's a good thing.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Your intuition is right on the money, but you second guess it. Don't do that.
Okay.
And then you're going to get a lot of things through journaling. You're going to get things that way.
Okay.
They are going to help you through, lots of people are getting dream time, that your guides and guardian angels work with you in dream time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who, this is an alive person. You're going to meet a person named Michaela. I just get names. They float and they don't connect it to anything. So you're going to meet a Michaela that's important to you.
Okay.
And then you're going to get together with an old girlfriend that you knew about 15 years ago, you're going to get a phone call and you're going to get to, you know, visit and have coffee or tea.
Okay.
And then she feels like original hair color was auburn.
Huh. Oh, okay.
Now, are you thinking about moving in a couple years? Because there's a chance to move in 2 years.
Well, I wouldn't be upset about it.
You know, because I see that in a different house. And this house looks like it'd be like a slapboard, you know, house with a porch and then a stoop in the back. And it looks like a three-level. It's like basement, don't flood, main floor, and then upstairs. And then you have an attic that you can really stand up in.
Oh, wow.
It's sort of like a farming
okay.
house. And it's okay. really pretty. Has lots of trees, and it has a horseshoe driveway.
Oh, wow. I would love that.
So I see that. And then it has some kind of an outbuilding. I think it's a pole barn on the side here. That's and it's like 4 1/4 acres. That's a weird acreage, but oh, well. The more weird it is,
oh,
the more it's going to happen.
That's right.
And then... I see you entertaining a little bit more in your group, you know, that is in your pod. I see you doing that.
Okay.
What's the joke? Somebody who's passed on the joke about bean soup. What's that about?
Oh, well, my family is from West Virginia, and one of the favorite things that they love is pinto bean soup. They call it bean soup.
Well, they're talking about bean soup.
probably need to make it. I was thinking about that earlier today. That's funny.
Well, there you go. There's your confirmation that you're passed on. People are all around you.
Yeah. I think
it's
the
like,
cherry pipe tobacco earlier was for me,
here
too.
Here with a hat, like a fedora hat, said, don't forget the onions.
Okay. Very nice.
And then, let's see what else. And it, does it have a red tinge? Do you put tomatoes in it?
We put ketchup in it.
Oh, okay, because it's red.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where the red comes from. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How funny. I love that.
That is funny.
Making me hungry.
Yeah. Wow.
Then I also see... you're going to get to take a little vacation in the fall where you are. What do
yeah.
you do? Just go upstate and drive around because there's something about the fall leaves.
Actually, I don't know about that. We might be doing that too, but I'm going to the beach in the first week of September.
Oh, okay. That'll be nice. You renting a beach house?
Yes.
You're going to really enjoy that.
Oh, good.
Lots of fun to be had and lots of adventures. And
that's
I also see
yeah.
you either renting or going on a, like, a little yacht, you know, out in a lake.
Okay.
You know, so I'm seeing that.
That'd be fun.
And then I also see a canoe and paddles.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's what I'm seeing.
Well, thank you. I do think that earlier when you were talking about the cherry pipe tobacco on the father's side, I wondered if it was for me.
Well, maybe, because I see dead people, you know.
Yeah.
And
that's
somebody, I keep hearing the name, and I don't know who this belongs to, Elwood, the last name Elwood, E-L-W-O-O-D. Have no idea who it belongs to, but I've been getting that all day before the show.
Huh. I don't know if I have anybody.
Sometimes they come before I do anything.
Yeah, my family does a lot of times.
Yeah. And then you had hunters in the family, too.
I have what?
Hunters.
Yes, I do.
I see deer. I see, you know, squirrel. I see sturgeon. I see up north fish.
Yeah, my brother.
Bass. I don't know why they're doing food tonight.
You're hungry, maybe.
I don't know.
That would be my family. Everything revolves around food.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what's coming through.
Yeah.
Very it's
nice.
Like, I get what I get. I am what I am.
Yeah.
And then are you thinking of getting a pet? Because I'm seeing a pet.
No, I already have one, so I don't think I'm getting any other pets. But my daughter's thinking about it, I think.
Well, I think she wants a gerbil.
Oh, I don't know. That I don't know about.
Okay, well, I'm seeing something in a cage, so I'm thinking it's gerbil.
Mm-hmm. I'll let her know.
Now, is she off to college?
No, actually, all mine are out. All mine are old enough to be married. Two of mine have children, and one is living with her boyfriend.
All right, but they're schooling around for the one living with the boyfriend.
Yeah, she's working on her CPA.
Okay, so she's going to get that. She's going to make good money.
Good. Good to hear.
She's going to have businesses hire, and she'll have like three or four businesses that she does it for. Cool.
Oh, good. She'll be glad to hear that.
And are they looking for a house?
They bought a house. So she and the
okay, I see them fixing it up.
Yeah, they are.
But
yeah.
They're going to have to watch the plumbing in the back bathroom. The cold water pipe is goofy.
Okay, I'll tell them.
And I'm not a plumber. I just
but
see
you see
stuff.
That, it really means something. Yeah.
Yeah. What else you want to know? There's, you're on a good track. You're in a good space.
Good. I'm hoping to be starting to... Oh, well, there it goes. That's okay. It was wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Suzanne. That's strange, that is. You know, Kelly, I've heard that so many times in the show this evening. It seems to be the theme of the show this evening is that people are having problems with their water.
Yeah.
So it's strange. It
I know. And then food. Different recipes.
I find that
hilarious.
I don't know whether you're still having the same problem as we are here in the UK at the moment, Kelly, is that the things in the shops are not getting through, you know. And the deliveries to the stores are not getting through.
Right, we're having the same issue. Yeah.
Yeah, because since the start of this COVID now, there's been so many loss of drivers that they can't get the drivers to do the jobs anymore.
Yeah, it's the same problem here.
Yeah.
And then shortages of different, you know, piping and lumber's astronomical and they can't get stuff here because of certain things and shortages and stuff. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Crazy, isn't it? Crazy. I think it'll get worse before it gets better. That's the old adage.
That's the old saying, yep.
Yeah. So, where are we? Right, okay. Veronica. Hey.
Hello, are you doing a ghost sound?
Hi, Kelly Jill.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, this is, I heard what Ken said. Y'all professionals, and if y'all said something strange going on, then it is something strange going on today, right? What Ken was saying?
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
What's your question, honey?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because I am picky, and I already go through my tribulations and the chaos and all that good, all that stuff that God gives me, and I get karma back because we do pay our karma. Oh yeah, we do sure pay our karma. We gotta stay positive. But I always made a promise when I was a little girl, I would never interfere in any relationship or any man that would assault me, hit me, things like that. So I'm not like crazy, I'm not dating, but I like somebody, and I just need to get like a time frame. If you see that with that man, he's a tall
well,
one.
You guys set up, have you guys set up a date?
No. But I just want to see what you see from that, like. He's tall.
But
I
have
saw
you
him
talked
ago.
To him and have you set up?
He just told me when you're ready, come here and let me know. But I haven't.
What is it, a long distance relationship then?
No, he's about maybe less than 20 miles. I used to work with him, and then I got another job where I left. I left multiple times.
But I see you guys. I see you guys setting up a date for lunch or something.
Is he like tall, white skin?
The person that you're talking to, you're gonna set up a lunch date.
Oh, okay. You know, do you have any time frame? Like, do you see him calling me any details about that? You know, girl talk. I'm trying to get deep.
Well, it's you guys will probably meet at an outside place where you can sit outside. And it looks like within the next few weeks. So that few is three.
3 weeks?
That's what I'm seeing.
Okay, I have a question. There's a vehicle that I want to buy. It's a black one. It's like a small SUV. Do you think it will last? It's about maybe eight or 7 years old.
Yeah, it's a good vehicle. There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
It's a new used one.
Oh wow!
So you're gonna buy new used for you?
Oh wow, that's good. Yes, ma'am.
And you'll get it for the price that you want. I'm seeing.
Oh, wow. Thank you, God.
And it has a lot more bells and whistles than your old car.
Oh, wow.
You know, it has like a backy-uppy thing, and it has, I'm not the real technological, it has Bluetooth, and it has
yes, ma'am, got it.
You know, it has like a lift, a hatch that lifts in the back, and that's very nice.
Well,
and it gets
Ms.
good
Jones.
Mileage. That's what I'm seeing.
And I'm waiting for some income to come in. Is it going to come in anytime soon?
Yeah.
We were waiting for how long, please?
You have like something that you're waiting for payment on. It looks like it's going to come the first week or into the second week of September, and then you have something that'll come through in October.
Oh, that's great. God's great. Ma'am, and another quick question. I have a sibling. I have a parent that wants to sell her home. And is it going to be possible? Is it true they want to sell their home?
You are going to sell it. And it'll sell quick, so be prepared.
Okay. I'm thinking about getting an acre or two with something built. Is that okay with them? They're older.
So you'll be able to do it all together?
Yes, ma'am.
It'll be like a family vacation home?
Oh, no, no, that's what my parents are going to, my family members are going to retire because they're already in the late 70s. One's late 60, one's late 70, early 70 and late 60.
So the two of them will live there.
Yes, and I'll be coming to check on them.
Yeah, I see it's like a, it's not real big house, but yes.
Oh. Is it more like in a country setting? That's what I'm thinking. I've already been looking.
Well, I see you'll get the land, yes. It's like, it's within a 20-mile radius of where you are, and it has trees and ponds, and it's like a piece of land that's just blank, and then you'll build on it. And it's sort of like at the end of a cul-de-sac. It's only like 15 minutes away from town.
Oh, wow. You got it, ma'am, because the town that I'm thinking is, that's what I'm, okay, you got it. What about my siblings? Are they going to give me any problems?
No, I don't think they'll help a lot, but you're going to do it for the family.
So I'm going to do it all.
And then I also see, like, you getting, like, you're going to look into, like, a kit house. And that's cheaper.
Okay.
And what you do is you do the foundation plumbing and sewage and all that stuff, and then you just plop the thing and hook everything up.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking, Ms. Jo. Look, you can. You got it right, ma'am. That's what's in my mind.
Well, that's what I'm seeing.
So it's going to happen. That's good.
That's what I see.
That's good. And what about my mom? Does she recover? I would call her mom, but is she going to recover? She's in the hospital right now.
Is it? It's not COVID, is it?
No, it's a heart condition.
Yeah, she has congestive heart failure. She'll have her ups and downs, you know,
okay.
And they'll get her righted, you know. So she has a good doctor.
She does, thank God. Yeah, thank God. He's very professional, very skilled. You see the doctor? He's skilled, super skilled.
You know, but he has to make sure that he treats the other things along with the heart, because he sees, all he sees is the heart muscle. he needs to do the other things too.
yes, well, you got it.
Because he sees a giant heart sitting there, because that's what he does. But he figures stuff out that other people don't. So.
Oh my God, it's a blessing. Oh, my God. Mary Jo, real quickly, I have a job that I work for now. I work with animals now, and I asked for permission for a few days because of my mom's issue. Well, my sibling, parent, older, I have another parent went to heaven, but I have another one, her daughter. Am I going to get a promotion, or you see me, like, still staying there?
Yeah, you'll be there. You like it there, and they like you, and they work with you.
Oh. How about promotion later on, maybe like a few months or something like that?
Yeah, it looks like it won't happen till they can't afford it right now, but I think next year, 2022, you'll have a raise.
That's nice. I'm happy they like me.
There you go.
Thank you so much. And
you're welcome. You have a good day.
Well,
yeah, my blessing.
Well,
I can, thank you.
You know, Veronica, just before you leave us, I felt something like that around you, like something to do with animals, because I can feel that your vibration has changed, your voice vibration has changed. Yeah, you're a lot calmer. You're a lot calmer in yourself, and you know, it's calmed your nerves a lot. It calmed you down. And, you know, I just sense that around you. So, well done. Very well done. Because I do feel that that connection with animals is, you know, you've got a strong connection there with them, and they heal you as much as you heal them. Does that make sense?
Yes, I saved a sea turtle, and then another turtle, I was looking at it, and it wasn't moving much, and now it moves.
Wow. Wow. Well, Rose, I'm going to leave it there, darling, and I'll catch you hopefully next show, yeah?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Right. Okay. Ah, bless. That's lovely, because you can hear the calmness there, you know, and it's lovely to hear. Yeah. I mean, I remember Veronica, when she first came on the show, it was like 20 words to the Dawson sort of thing. You know, it's like, it's always bubbly and excited. It calmed down so much, but it's now bubbly excited is okay, but it's like, you know, people need to be able to hear and understand you as well. So that's lovely to hear. Yeah. Okay. Let's see where we are then. Bring Kelly back online. 42 minutes on the clock. Still time to hit the donation button if you haven't already done so. And thank you to all the donations that have come in this evening. Right, let's see where we are then. Karen.
Hi, this is Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. What's your question?
My aunt invited me to Connecticut to a homecoming for my cousin. She's going to be a freshman in college there, and she's going to pay half the transportation, and she'll pay for all the hotel stay and dinners. And I'm wondering if you see me going there this fall, October, I believe.
Yes, you will.
Well, I enjoy it because my cousin will be going, my older cousin, we're about the same age, a year apart, and she's kind of annoying. But do you see them?
You'll get annoyed, but you'll have fun.
Oh, okay. 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 Yeah, they'll probably do their own thing too. Yeah, yeah. And I have another question also. I'm trying to run a side business selling purses and athletic accessories, and I'm wondering if you see that going halfway good. Do you see that going well?
Pick up and go pretty well.
Oh, okay.
And do you work with schools?
No, I work in healthcare marketing. That's my real job.
No, but your side business.
No.
Your athletic
equipment,
you might get a school that wants to order through you.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, that's probably through my little cousins. They're in athletics, yeah.
Because I'm seeing you doing athletics for school.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And that'll bring in a big chunk.
Oh, okay. Okay. And I had another question. I keep seeing bridal gowns, like just wedding parties. And I'm wondering if you see that there's going to be like a stronger commitment this coming year with my boyfriend, or I don't know about getting married, but I keep seeing a lot of weddings.
You guys will be each other's person. And I do,
okay.
I do see that there'll be a commitment.
Okay. Do you see that at the end of the year or by next year?
Next year.
Next year. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I keep I'm on the bus. I see wedding gowns, and then I'll go to the next stop, and then there's like a bridal party with a bride. I'm like, what is this?
Well, that means that there'll be a commitment for you.
Okay.
You know, but don't push him. Let him lead.
Right. Oh, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yes. The apartment. You were correct about my apartment. I have a water issue with a ceiling. They sent a roofer to come and take a look at it, but he never came back. And I'm just wondering if they're going to fix the problem or they're just going to, it was just for
show.
Well,
you need to call the apartment manager and tell him that they haven't came back. You need to, yes, they will fix it. They need a different roofer.
Okay. And do you see me staying there? Because we were thinking of moving maybe by the fall. But the price is right there. If they can get the roof fixed, then I'll stay.
Well, I see them fixing it, and you are going to stay there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, the price is right, and I do like it. Do you see any other side jobs coming for me to the fall?
You say you're medical?
Yeah, healthcare. Marketing.
Well, can you get another job marketing for somebody else too?
I've been offered one, but it's the same. It's like a different division of the company. I don't know if they'll do that.
You know, but you do your side work with your athletic equipment, and that's where you're going to make money.
Okay.
So you're going to focus on that and hustle, and you're going to be okay. That's where you make your extra money.
Okay. And my younger cousin, do you see her? She's having problems finding a college to go to. Do you see her going to the school in Connecticut with her sister, or do you see her going to Denver?
She's going to go to Denver.
Oh, okay. Yes, we have some contacts. My boyfriend has some contacts, but we're waiting for her to apply to the school, and then he's going to contact his contact to help.
Right, but she's going to Denver.
Do you see us helping her?
Yeah, she's going to go to Denver.
Okay. Well, they offer her a scholarship, but she doesn't have much money.
She'll be able to get some. Yeah, she'll be able to get money. Does she have her grades up?
Yeah, she's got very good grades. She wants to play basketball. If they give her a basketball scholarship, her basketball, if she'll get on the team, she'll go there for sure.
Yeah, because I see her being like an outside, like a lineman. That's not the right word for basketball, but whatever the outside lineman, you know, person does.
The shooter, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm seeing. I'm sorry, I'm not good with sports, but I'm trying to describe it.
Yeah, that's exactly what she's going to do.
Yeah.
And she will.
Do you
see me and my boyfriend visiting her? Because he has been to that school before with his brother-in-law.
Well, you'll take her there.
Oh.
You'll do a road trip and take her there.
Oh, okay. Okay. And do you see the doctor, my boyfriend's brother-in-law, meeting her or interacting with her if she does go to that school?
Just
like
somebody to watch out for, yes.
Okay.
She won't be all by herself.
Okay.
So everybody will help.
Okay. Sounds good.
But I do see her getting a scholarship.
Oh, okay.
And then
okay.
You guys will take a trip for, what is the thing that you do when you tour the school and all that stuff? What is that called?
Oh, like a campus visit.
Yeah, you're going to do that first.
Okay.
So, in other words, you'll take two road trips up there.
And that'll be next year? So she's graduating next year?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You know, whenever the start of the school starts.
Okay.
So that's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
But, yes, she'll be able to have a scholarship, and that will be so helpful. And then she also needs a pie. I don't know if they have them anymore, but there was a thing that used to be called a Pell Grant.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still have those, but apply for one of those if it's still applicable.
Okay. And do you see what you're studying? Do you see what she'll study? She wants to study communication.
Yeah, it's like, it's media, blah, blah, blah now, but the old word of it is communication, yes.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
And she might even get into the TV reporting.
Oh.
That's what the flavor of her.
Do you see that for sports? Because she's very sport-oriented.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I see her with microphone and talking. There you go. Thank you. I hope that was helpful to you.
Thank you, Karen. Oh, she's gone. Bless her. Yeah, I think what happens there is Karen was driving there, so you could probably hear that quite poor audio there when people are driving, because what happens, the microphone in a vehicle is like usually an external microphone, and they can be very sensitive, they need to be sensitive, of course, because they need to pack a punch when you're talking to somebody. And obviously, they're going to pick up the sound in the car. So any sound in the car that's coming out of a speaker is going to be sent back down the microphone, unfortunately. It's just one of those things that over time, is that technology has not managed to deal with, how do we solve that feedback? And they're still working on it. So, it's that type of thing where there's no technology yet that can master that. They do their best. And there's ways around things, but they still haven't mastered it yet. Okay, let's see where we're going then. Okay, Sandra.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for taking the call.
Good. What's your name and where you're from and what's your question?
My name is Sandra, and I'm calling from Georgia. And I got two areas that are really critical to me right now. I think very heavy on me. I am moving to a new rental place. It was supposed to be ready August 1st, but it got pushed back to September 2nd. And even in the, when I could see the place and it looked like it needed to do a lot of repair, I am absolutely in love with this place. It's like spirit just keeps leading me there. So my question, everything happening on time for my move in on the 2nd, so I'll be financially ready.
Well, I feel like it will happen on the 2nd, yes. That you're gonna,
yes.
You ended up with a better deal anyway because they needed to change out, I think, the oven.
Yes.
They had to paint, and
yes.
They had to fix up the faucet in the bathroom, and so everything will be like fresh and spiffy for you.
Okay, so there's some the siding, not I guess the siding on the over the garage. Are they gonna fix that? Because I noticed, and I've been going by looking at the house, and they fixed up some.
Well, you're gonna have to call them and tell them about that.
Okay, all right, I'll do that. Definitely do that. Okay, great.
But
okay,
I see everything being fixed up for you.
And so this home, it just feels so wonderful. I don't know what it is. It's other than there was a red Mary that kind of led me there, which I assumed was my mom. And then one day I was kind of stressing whenever I found out the move wasn't happening on time. And I was sitting, and I love hummingbirds. I have always wanted to put a hummingbird feeder in here. And I'm sitting somewhere else in a different place, and a hummingbird just comes and hover right in my face. And it was like, it was that confirmation that this is going to happen.
So, oh, yeah, and hummingbird means joy.
Wow. So I figured that was my father telling me too.
And that's
so
one of your totem
so
animals. Everybody, the Native American Indians believe everybody has a totem animal. That's your animal.
Wonderful. Excellent. That's good. That's so beautiful. I'm so happy now. And so financially, everything is going to be fine with that as well, correct?
Yes. You'll be able to afford things. You'll be able to have groceries. You're going to be good.
Good.
Now,
good. Okay,
does this place include the cable and the water?
The water is included. It's so crazy. This is they have a program that includes water, trash, and sewer, and that's part of it. But I have to do the cable and the electricity.
Okay, I knew that there was something included, so that's excellent.
Yes.
That'll help you.
Yes, yes, definitely. So I have to get the electricity and the cable turned on myself, which I'm going to do. Okay, great. That's beautiful. It seems like such a beautiful, nice, quiet neighborhood. I went over today and just rode around and found some wonderful restaurants, and it just felt like home, and I'm just so ready for this next phase.
Oh,
which
you're
going to
just love
the
it there.
Oh, really? I love it. Great. The next question, which kind of leads into that, my job, and that's what it is. I'm just tired of this job, and I just accepted it. It's just horrible. My manager, I have no clue what's wrong with her. So I'm waiting for that next career opportunity, that true, this is my opportunity. And I've had some applications out. I've had friends do some referrals. I've had some, finally, a follow-up to some things. But do you see a new career opportunity coming in? Because this
now, would you like to be like a dispatcher with trucks, where you track trucks?
I have never done that. My ex-husband used to do that way back when.
Oh, I see an opportunity for you
he
to do that.
Oh, wow. And
because they're showing me,
like,
the red little dot on the map, and that's where the truck is.
Wow.
I hope I can say this right. Logistic coordinator.
Logistic, yes.
Your next job will be that.
And you know what's so funny with that? Because if I apply for something, my career, my background is in a certain way. So even when I've applied for something in that caliber, even as a part-time, I always get the same kind of resistance because my background is in healthcare and I've always been in management. So if I look for something, even on a part-time basis, a little lower than what I'm doing, I always get people wondering, like, why is she applying for jobs like this? I've actually been told, oh, well, I know that you're not going to stay because this isn't what you're used to working. So if you see that, is that a full-time or part-time position? Because I do want to get a part-time job.
Well, I don't know. I'm just telling you what I see.
That's okay. Because there's an Amazon distribution center right up the street from where I'm moving, so that would be perfect.
You know, and they'll train you. I see training.
Okay. So on my present job where I am, how do you see things going with this manager? I have no clue what's wrong with her. I shouldn't assume something's wrong with her, but it would make sense.
Well, she's not a manager. That's the problem.
True.
You know, there's people that are good managers over people, and there's other people that aren't.
Yeah, so... But I'm leaving there, correct?
Yeah, you're going to get a different job.
Okay, great. Okay. All right. Do you see that coming soon? Because, you know, today is Sunday, and this is the only day when
couple of the places, you're going to have a choice of two jobs that you applied for are going to call you.
Wonderful.
You know, so.
Wonderful. Okay.
No worries.
Yeah.
You know, I see your full time will still be, you know, medical management like you do, because you can do that with your eyeballs closed, administrative. And then you're going to do part-time logistics.
Oh, wonderful. This is great. This is beautiful. I mean, I'm just ready for this. I am ready for this new phase in life. It's been a long time coming, so thank you.
And you're going to really, really, really like where you're going, you know, your new apartment and stuff. You're going to just love it.
That's beautiful. Okay. Well, since I have a few more moments, I want to ask about my son and my daughter-in-law. I have the absolute best daughter-in-law in the world. My son will tell anybody I introduced him, although it was just through friendships about 7 years ago. Do you see them having starting a family soon?
Yeah. Do twins run in your family?
My ex-husband's side of the family, yes.
Well, it's in the genetics. They're going to have a set of twins.
I can't.
Don't tell them. That'll flip them out.
Yeah, no. She'll stroke out. Yeah. Oh, that's
but
beautiful.
I'm seeing a set of twin boys.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, she was.
And they're identical. They're identical twins.
Oh, my God. I love it. Okay.
And they'll play nasty jokes on people because you can't tell them apart.
And
you
know,
they look the same, so they'll play tricks on people. I know that's not nice, but one has different. You can tell them a little bit apart because, you know, one has a slightly different eye color than the other one, but normal people won't notice that.
And I know where that difference in color comes from. My son's uncle, he has one brown color eye, well, lighter brown, other one is darker brown.
That one is like that one. Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing.
Wow.
I think that's funny. But, yep, twins. But that'll be nice. You'll have grandbabies.
And they're so beautiful. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's so neat to have fun stuff like that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, Kelly. A blessing to you and to you, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. Okay, it's been a wonderful show this evening, all about babies.
Oh, yeah. How
babies,
fun.
Babies, food, and water.
Yeah. Plumbing.
Plumbing, yeah. Oh, great.
It's neat to see how the themes of things go. You know, it's the flavor of the day.
Yeah. Well, I know Valerie is still in our call queue. She asked me, will I get in this evening? We've got three more people to go, and we've got 19 minutes. So we'll get it now to squeeze everybody in, but we'll be. Okay, I think this one is Birth 35, if I'm not mistaken. I'm hoping I got the name right.
Okay.
Hi, good evening, Kelly.
Hi, Valerie.
Good evening.
It's your birthday.
I wanted to ask. Oh, no. No, it passed. My birthday was in July. But I wanted to ask, my mom lost her gold jewelry. It was a necklace, earring set, that we've been looking for since she left for California. So I don't know if anything comes through for you. We've looked everywhere in the house, and there's just nothing that's showing up. So I don't know if you're able to catch anything.
She moved?
No, she gave it to my dad. My dad put it somewhere, and he can't remember where he put it.
It's in a box, and the colors that are around it is like a light blue and a navy blue and yellow.
Light blue.
Navy
in the
blue
house,
and yellow. Those are the colors that are around it.
Navy blue and yellow. Okay. And
it's not lost or taken. It's just stuck where they don't know where they stuck it. Do they have... Do they have like a, it feels like it's in a container, like within a plastic container. Does she have a plastic container in
a
closet?
Yeah, it's a plastic, like, she said she put it in a plastic zip container.
Yeah, it's in a container.
Like a pouch.
Yeah, well, there you go.
We've been trying to find it for the past,
six months. It's there. So look for
those colors
and you'll find it.
Okay, it's in the house, definitely.
Yes. Nobody took it.
Oh, my gosh, this is such good news, such good news. Okay, thank you. And do you see anything else that I would need to know per guides and angels?
Well, you're... You need to listen because you get, they tell you things and then you get so busy you forget about it. So write it down. You know,
okay.
You're on the right pathway. You aren't to the left or the right. You're exactly where you need to be. But you're always in a hurry. You need to slow down.
Okay. Okay. And this current job that I'm in, do you see, I don't like it. I like the perks of working from home, but I feel like the village idiot after a while. So do you see something better coming through this year?
Well,
or?
I see you getting the job being like a you'll be like a sales rep for complaints.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Well, that's what I'm seeing, you know, like, for instance, I'm just going to throw, like, you'll probably work for, like, a store like L.L. Bean or something like that.
Okay.
And you'll be,
Am I happy there?
Yeah, you'll enjoy it. You'll be able to fix the problem.
Okay.
You'll be, like, a concierge for, you know, fix the problem person.
Okay. And then, anything else with my mom?
Yes, still work from home.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Do you see anything with my mom or my dad that I would need to know?
They're happy, they're content. Why?
My mom's health has just not, she's been allergic to something and we can't figure it out. So she coughs a lot.
Her laundry soap?
We've used, can I say the name? We've used Tide frequently. That's what we use, but we can change
it. Either laundry soap or hair soap or bar soap. But they're saying soap.
Soap, okay. I think bar soap, perhaps.
You know, she needs she needs to use something that she's not allergic to. She's allergic to it. So.
Okay. Okay.
So it's something that she's having in contact with her body.
Okay. Okay. We're thinking of traveling to California, driving,
You'll have a good check your tire pressure before you go.
Okay, okay, okay. And I think that's it. The gold was primarily the main issue, and you know, just make sure everybody's healthy and happy. I appreciate. I've been listening since you came on. And you're fantastic.
Thank you. But use gentle soap. Your mom needs to use like a gentle soap. Like, you know, if she has to use Draft or Arm & Hammer, that's usually not as allergic EE.
What about Dove?
Some people can be allergic to that. I'm talking about laundry soap. But if she can use it and it don't break her out, fine. But I'm getting it's the bar soap that she's using. And tell her if she has any, don't use Kim A. She's totally allergic to Kim A.
Kim A. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't say that right. So, and anything perfume soap, she just breaks out terrible.
Okay. All right, perfect. That works out. And any financial fortune or promising opportunity do you see?
Well, you have different investments you do. Keep doing that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
I appreciate it, Kelly. Thank you, Ken. Thank you so much.
Well,
okay, thank you, Bertha. Okay, why does he keep saying that lady's name? I'm not sure that I'm saying it right. Okay, now then, let's see where we are. D.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Where are you from and what's your question?
I'm from Pennsylvania. And my question is, I just had a kind of a phone interview with a job because I'm looking for a new job.
Yeah,
and
call you. You'll have another interview with a man, and then you got the job.
That's awesome.
And I see working from home part-time, and then you have to go to a real physical building part-time.
Yeah, will I keep the job? Because I'm going to leave a job that I've been at for a really long time.
Well, I see you enjoying this new job.
Okay. That's good.
And you're a good worker and they'll really like you.
Oh, that would be great.
But it's going to stretch you, you know, because you're going to do things that you never did before.
Yeah.
But you're going to love every minute of it.
Aw, that's awesome. And also, I have my middle school girlfriend. We're not really getting along as much as we used to.
Oh, I see that. You're going to part ways.
Okay.
You know, it's just going to fizz out.
Because
sometimes you have sometime friends and all the time friends, and she's like, you've outgrown each other. You don't have that much in common anymore, honey.
No, but we've been friends for so long, and she helped me out with my mother when she passed. And, you know, I was hoping that things would change.
Well, it's in her court.
Yeah. Also, I have a house, and I'm trying to fix it up because I would like to sell it to move.
You got to do kitchen and bathroom, and then and also there's like a little side room, and you're going to spruce that up. And when you do put it on the market, it's going to sell quick, so you better box things up.
Yeah, it's in a good neighborhood. It's by like a school where kids
can
walk.
Oh, and you're
going to
make a good profit.
Yeah.
Because they're showing me dollar signs.
Yeah. Do you see me finding a better, like a cheaper house, something that I can afford?
Yes,
I can't.
You will. But you'll have to jump on it. Be ready to pull money, to put more money down than what you wanted, because the market is hot right now.
I know. I see all of these houses going up for sale and people buy
them. Yeah,
like
and people
crazy.
Just scarf them up. So if you see one that you really, really like, jump on it. Otherwise, it's gone, gone, gone.
And also, I'm trying to get into tarot card reading. I was wondering,
well,
any advice on?
Well, it isn't something that you'll do professionally, but you'll have fun doing it.
Yeah. I'm hoping to get better.
Well, you need to trust yourself to throw the book away.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing is reading the book.
Don't read the book. You need to read the cards. What you do is you throw the cards down, you look at the pictures on it, and whatever comes to you, you say it.
Okay.
Because you're gifted anyway, so.
Well, that's what I keep hearing, but I don't feel that. You know what I mean?
You don't what?
I don't feel it. You know how it comes natural for some people, like for you, I don't feel that. I feel any of that. But I'll keep practicing.
There you go.
And also, I'm also looking for an evening job as well.
I see you being like a hostess at a restaurant.
Okay.
Saving people.
Yeah. I'm trying to make more money so then I can move and fix up my house and stuff.
Well, you'll do that next year.
Okay.
2022. Okay. And it looks like the beginning of the year you'll sell your house and find your other house. You'll slide
right
from one house to the other.
Okay. And I don't really have any other questions.
Well, thank you. And
thank
your other little house will be like a sweet little cottagey house. That's your new house. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. Thank you. Thank you, Shelby. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. All right. Now, just to take Kelly off the mic for just a moment, because I want to see that around you there, Dee, at the moment, is like you're good with cards, full stop. Because I see you playing cards with other people, and maybe playing cards with friends occasionally for a dollar or a dime, you know, that type of friendly playing card, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, you're very good shuffling. And, you know, what you want to do there is you want to check out your friends. And when you're reading for them, when they ask you a question, see what you feel in the imagery of the card, yeah? Because, you know, that card should be able to tell you something, yeah?
Yeah, I've been also looking for a new deck of cards, too.
Mm.
Something that kind of, like, speaks
Resonates
to me.
Resonates with you, yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know how much time that you have on your hands there, Dee, but we're looking for a second-hour guest for Thursday night, you know, and what I would say is there, give it a go.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, I would like that.
Mm-hmm. So, second hour for you would be, so would we 9 p.m. we start UK time. Second hour for you would be around about maybe 5 in the evening or something. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Pennsylvania. I'm on Eastern time.
Eastern time, so Eastern. I think that would be, second hour would be around about 4, maybe 5. But I'll check that with you. If you drop me a line on Facebook, I'll check the time out for you, yeah?
Okay. I will try that.
Wonderful. Give it a go. I strongly encourage anybody to give it a go. I really do. We desperately need a second hour guest on 30 because we only have somebody for first hour. And you're with a very good tutor on a Thursday evening, Mike, because, Tina does the first hour there on Thursdays. We're looking for second hour at the moment. So Tina will look after you, trust me. Okay, right then. Let's see. We are on our final call, Kelly. So we have Valerie.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's your question, sweetie?
Yes, I have been trying. Well, I spoke to a contractor that's going to do the major projects around my house in May, but here it is August, and nothing's been done. So I don't know if he changed his mind. I called, left a message, and I don't know where to go from here.
Well, you need a different contractor.
Right.
That's what I'm getting with that.
Do you see one coming up, or how do I contact another one? Because that was the last one.
Well, you got to ask friends and family about another contractor, because this guy, he didn't ever get back to you, and that's not okay.
Right. Right.
And you don't want somebody taking your money and running away.
Right. But do you actually see that the job would be completed before October?
Yes, but you need a different contractor. They're telling me to try the Angie's List.
Okay.
That's a reputable company, and they're all bonded.
Right. I was trying to work with this other contractor because he was willing to negotiate on the price. That was
well. You can negotiate with other people too.
Right, and he was recommended by a friend of mine, and so I thought it was all going to be okay.
Well, I don't feel like it's okay.
Right, I don't either at this point. So you do see me finding someone, and it will be completed by October, perhaps?
Yes, I do see that, and I see he's reputable, he's good. He's been in the business for 25 years, and I feel like you're going to get it done, and it's going to be done right the first time.
Okay, can you kind of give me a hint as to what to look for in a name of a company or a description of how the guy may look for something?
Well, this guy has brown hair. He's 5'11". He has calloused hands. He works hard. He's like in his 40s. And you get him probably through Angie's List.
And do you see his nationality? I mean, is he... That would cut it down even further.
He's a hodgepodge, a Heinz 57er.
Okay, so he's mixed with something, correct? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, everybody is.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm just trying to get, an idea so I can zero in on the person.
Well, he's... a white guy that is like, he might have Italian in him and Welsh and
okay,
you know.
Okay, I got it.
He's like a Heinz 57er.
Okay. All right. And so the completed, because it's a major project, it's really a major thing that has to be done.
What are they doing? Reconstruction, knocking out walls, and
no, it's a retaining wall, but I want to level the backyard so that it's flat.
Well, they're knocking out walls and they're fixing it, and they'll have to redo everything.
No, this is on the outside.
I know.
Oh, they're not.
But they're
out.
Saying
okay.
They'll have to switch how they do it, and they're gonna rebuild the whole thing and shore everything up.
Right.
That's what they're
okay.
showing me.
Yeah, because it has to be done, I believe, in cement or brick or no cement. Because
well, that's
it's going
what they're
up.
Showing me.
Uh huh. Okay. Anything else about that you pick up on? Because I don't know what else to ask.
Well, and then you're going forward in your life. You're getting everything done that you need to be done, and you're like a person that loves to have stuff completed.
Right. Any relationship coming in? I know you saw something for last year, but maybe it was delayed.
Well, I still see you having choice of two men folk. You know,
okay.
You got one that is comes from an evangelistic family and has tons of siblings, and then you got another one that is a professional. He feels like he might be a policeman because it deals with the law.
Okay. Hmm. And do you get a time
Where's
frame
the
on that?
And it looks like the first one will probably come about before the end of the year. That's the evangelistic one, and then the other one is next year. The,
okay.
the policeman. But be open,
okay.
you know, because...
Right, right.
And they both aren't tall people, but they're 5'11". They both feel like they're 5'11".
Well, yeah, to me that would be tall. yeah.
You're a shorty.
Not exactly short, but, you know, average height.
You know. But that's mm-hmm. a nice height.
Yeah, it is.
You know, they're both very handsome.
Okay, are they financially handsome as well?
yes. They aren't poor. They aren't jobless.
Right,
they
but I want
well
somebody
generous.
To... Yeah, go ahead.
They share and they're generous.
Oh, good. That's always a plus. Mm-hmm.
One guy loves to buy the it feels like the you'll date both of them until you decide who you want, but the policeman, he's always buying you bracelets. He's the bracelet dude.
okay. Now, do you see once this project is completed, because there's some other things I'd like to do within the house as well.
You're going to paint and you're going to redecorate and
I'd like
gonna
to get
put,
like a
And I see
in.
Put flooring down. There's some kind of flooring in one room.
Mm-hmm.
Would you
and
do like the pergo flooring?
No, I have the hardwood flooring throughout.
But there's something with it. Maybe you'll change the color of one of them or something.
Yeah, that will probably be the kitchen dining room area.
You know, I see you changing the color.
Okay. Yeah, because I want to redo that area as well. But that will come later.
Right. But I just see that.
And do you see my online real estate business doing, once I get into it,
You're
going to
do well. This is a great time to be a real estate agent.
It's not so much an agent. It's like it's a little niche market that I'm in. So.
Well, it's still selling, right?
Well, it's more so transferring. Yeah. You could
well,
say selling, yes.
You're going to have
yes.
sales. That's what,
yes.
that's what they're telling me.
Okay. So that and so once I really get into it, I guess it'll take off maybe towards the end of the year or
yes.
the beginning of next
year.
I
see you're making profits.
Oh, good. That would be ideal. Yes. Okay. Thank you so very,
you're
very
welcome.
Much.
You're welcome. Hope you have a good night.
Okay, you too. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you for staying,
thank
Valerie.
You.
Thank you for staying with us, Valerie. Okay, so we went slightly over the clock, but we've enjoyed it thoroughly. And it's that time again, so we're going to play out there until next week then, Kelly.
Yes, see you next Sunday.
Wonderful.
Right, thank you very much for having me again. You have a great night.
And you now, and enjoy the rest of your evening, yeah?
All right, you too. Bye-bye.